Goodbye, Windsor!
You superstars.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith.
Rock Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to Dubai.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. What's going on? Good morning. Good morning, pretty. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very happy. My parents are here.
That is so good. Yeah, I forgot that. I forgot that they arrived this weekend. How good is it? I got to tell you, what's the word I'm looking for? Jealous.
Jealous.
I am jealous that your parents are in the country.
I understand.
You're hanging out with them.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have them back?
It is phenomenal. I'm going to be very honest. The first thing I did, I was like, are you guys good? Showered. The first night, we're like showered, got them food from outside.
Yep.
Next morning, woke up. All right, Pops, what are you making me for breakfast?
No, that's great. In the kitchen
all day.
That's great. Dad's making you breakfast like you're 11 years old again.
Basically, I'm like, Dad, you're on breakfast. Mom, you're on lunch. Let's go get groceries. Let's get this going.
How long are they here for?
They're here.
9 years.
Yeah. I wish. No, they're leaving in like 2 weeks, two, three weeks.
Why are they only here for 2 weeks?
I told my dad, I'm like, why are you only here? And he's like, we'll see what happens.
Definitely staying longer than 2 weeks,
whatever.
Your parents.
Like,
definitely.
Whatever.
And this is the first time they've seen the new place. You've moved into a villa.
Yeah.
You've always been in an apartment.
Yeah.
Are they happy that they've got a bigger area now?
You know what? Typical Indian parents didn't say a word.
Didn't they say like that? They didn't say nice place?
No, they were just questions. It was just that. I think that's their way of giving affection. Like, why is this like this? Why is that? Are you going to fix that? Are you going to... That was it.
There we go. Well, good. I'm glad that they're in. Rossi, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What mischief have you been up to?
Nothing really. Just chilling out.
Look
with
at the smile.
Just chilling out. What did I do?
What did you do? Because he forgets what he did.
Yeah,
he doesn't remember.
I did my bingo. That was good.
You had a bingo night, did you?
And then I went out to a club afterwards. It felt like it was 2012 all over again.
Abby from our digital team, don't you remember? Was like, come out.
Yeah,
and you were like, come out without me.
Yeah, when I saw, remember Najmuddin Scorpion, the guy who was on the show?
Sure, I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, he was sending me a few things over to my table, which was nice.
So you had a good big night, did you?
Not too big. Mm. Got in about 2:30.
That's a huge night.
Not too bad for me.
It's going to affect him till Wednesday this week.
Wednesday. Till next weekend.
Yeah, he'll just sort of wake up around Wednesday morning.
Best thing about it, didn't spend a penny.
There he goes.
Chris, your weekend?
Tidy. Great weekend. Hung out. Did a lot of the mall. Went to the Mall of Emirates. Went to the Dubai Mall. Did all the malls. Malls, super busy.
Back to school shopping, right?
Oh, so much. Yeah. I went into a couple of shops. We had to buy some books for the kids and pens and pencils. And, you know, did that at Carrefour. Then I did it at Borders. And it was frantic. Like,
really?
Parents and kids everywhere.
Do you get a list of things that you have to get for the kids?
No. No,
okay.
I get a list of things told that they want from them.
Okay, not from the school.
No, but back to school. Back to school officially today. Some schools will go back today, some schools tomorrow, some schools on Tuesday. So you'll start to see the trickling of busier roads this morning as well.
Already busy this morning, actually.
Yep. Back to school. We've got a prize as well. You could be having 50,000 dirhams towards your school fees. More on that coming up. Talking cash. We got your pop quiz back at 7:10 this morning. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. I want to talk more about your parents coming back. Plus, let's talk about Cristiano Ronaldo going to Man United.
Yeah.
What is going on here? We'll get a sports update with our sports reporter, Dylan, very, very soon. Right now, who's up? Who's up and about? Would love to hear from you. Give me a call. Be our first caller of the week. 04871 5544. All right, give me a call. Let's get you on 04871 5544. Maybe on the way to work, the gym, whatever it is. I want you on our show next, all right? Phone lines are open. Let's go.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
Farhad, how you doing?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, gang. How are you guys? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, man. What's going on? How can we help you?
I'm actually calling you, Chris, to see if Dr. Chris can diagnose me.
Oh, no. Oh. This is a bad idea. Bad idea.
Well, as you know, I've got a PhD degree, double bachelor in Google doctoring. So
yes.
I'm a
WhatsApp doctor.
I am a Google doctor. I've Googled that much about everything. That come. Just hold on a second. Farhad, come step into my office.
Oh, God. Yes. Don't freak me out, though.
Sure. Just take a seat. Tell me what's happening.
Well, I didn't think I needed a psychologist, but nonetheless, I sleep on my side, mostly on my right side, okay? And the last couple months, and it's getting worse and worse to the point that I think I need to go to a doctor, but I never go to doctors. As soon as I sleep on my right side, my hip starts hurting, and the pain shoots right down my leg to my knee.
Oh.
And I can't sleep on that side, and it's worse and worse. I've been blaming it on this running I do, and you know, on concrete and so forth, but I think it might be worse than that.
All right, let me ask you a few questions here. Are you how old are you?
No, you have to guess that. I'm not.
No,
sir. I'm a doctor, and I charge by the minute. So if I was you, I would just tell me how old you are.
You're not a lawyer.
I'm 51. 50. Okay, 51. Great voice.
You sound like you're about
23. Excuse me, guys.
I love that.
It's just Farhad and I right now in the patient room.
Why is Pretty in my doctor's room?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm the assistant. The assistant.
It's private, Pretty.
51. And do you smoke?
No, I quit about 9-10 months ago.
Good on you. Well done. That will start to take effect over the next 4 to 5 months. Do you do you drink much?
Socially.
Okay. Okay. So what it looks like, from what I can understand, you've picked up running. How long have you been running for? Is this a new hobby?
Since COVID started.
Okay. So you're probably just putting a little bit too much pressure on your hips and on your legs. You're sleeping on the side, though. It's your sciatica nerve that's sort of getting hit there. It's trickling down from your sciatica nerve. Just Google that. You'll be able to look a little bit more into it. What I'm going to need you to do, I could give you some anti-inflammatories, but I don't want to give you any medication to take at this stage.
What, like Voltaren?
Yeah, some anti-inflammatories just to let that nerve sort of settle down, because that's what's happening.
It's only when it hits the mattress, though.
Okay.
Yeah, excuse me.
But it's not my mattress. It's a brand new.
Excuse me.
I know the answer.
I don't care if you know the answer. I'm the doctor,
Rossi. Rossi has the same problem.
Hold on a second. I haven't finished. I will bring you into this surgery.
Dr. Fade.
What I want you to do is I'm going to get you some stretching, and you need to needle this out with a bit of a ball. You need to get one of those hard balls. I want you to roll up and down it, and I want
No.
Don't argue with me. And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to call Dr. Burrell. He's just next door. He's a specialist in this department. Let me just see if he's free right now. Hold on. Dr. Burrell, wake up.
Oh, sorry.
Dr. Burrell, I've got a patient in here. Would you mind just coming to join me in here, thanks?
This is ridiculous.
Sure.
I'm blaming you for this.
Let's have a look at him.
He's basically, when he hits the mattress and he goes to sleep at night, his right side's aching him. He's picked up running recently.
Okay.
I know that you ran a marathon once, Doctor.
I never mentioned it, but yes, that's right.
Dr.
Yes.
Burrell, and yes. I know that you also had sciatica pain where you actually had surgery on your lower back.
Yes,
so.
I feel like I have sometimes the same symptoms as him.
What can you recommend?
If he could do one thing for me, sleep with a pillow between his knees.
That will alleviate the pressure, won't it?
That will alleviate the pressure. Sometimes when your knees are pushing down like that, it causes pressure, you know, if they're at an angle and they're pushing down.
The fibrotrugus.
It hurts his back, so he needs to put a pillow between his knees when he's sleeping on the side.
Yes, the fibrotrugus, I can see.
That will help him.
The Tsutsu Kuniga nerve is where it's probably hitting.
Or you can actually get on Amazon a knee pillow.
Get a knee pillow. You know what? I bought a knee pillow when I was in the States just recently, Doctor.
Yes.
But I didn't bring it back with me. It was too large for the suitcase, so I left it there.
Can you guys check on your patient?
Yeah, he's
right.
Still
there.
Yeah, I'm here. Right? I'm still here.
No, really, Farhad, that's what we want you to do is go get yourself a knee pillow and throw it in between the legs when you go to sleep. That's going to alleviate the pressure whilst you're laying down. Do a little bit of stretching. I want you to go onto YouTube and do pelvic hip exercises. Have a look at what comes up when you do pelvic hip exercises. There'll be some stretches there that you can do. For any further issues, if you are feeling the same pain in a few weeks, go to another doctor.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks, guys. Rossi, great. You just cost me money. This is not covered by any insurance.
Thank you. No, it's not. Do you have insurance, though? We take cash. Thank you.
Direct billing.
Thank you very much. You take care.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Any advice that you just heard right now is only fake and only made for the radio. Don't please take it. Make sure you go see a real doctor.
Blah, blah.
Yeah. Sorry, we had to play that to make sure, just, you know.
Good job.
Thank you, doctor. You want to go play some golf?
Yes, let's go.
Why did you get excited then, Brittany, when I said amoxicillin?
That was like my favorite thing.
What do you mean?
Like whenever we go to the doctor, I would hope that they would give me, because for kids, it's amoxicillin is the pink bubblegum flavored thing.
Yeah.
I would get so excited that I got sick and we'd go to the doctor.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
I thought that was like Pepto-Bismol or something.
No, that's for
I know exactly the medication you're thinking of. Yeah.
It was for kids. It's in a liquid form.
But we took way too much antibiotics as kids. You know that.
Did. Like 100%. But even, I loved it.
Yeah, I know. I realize now, growing up and like doing more research, like antibiotics is fantastic. One of the greatest inventions ever because it saves lives.
Yeah,
and gets
of course.
But we use it way too often. Even here, I feel like we get it given sometimes too often.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, I mean, what did I have? I had something behind my ear. I had like this, it was like a wart. It wasn't a wart. It was ingrown hair.
Oh, was that what it was in the
end? Yeah. I forget. Yeah, it was like because I was training a lot, there was an ingrown hair and I got this like little thing behind
it's
my
like
ear. It was like a bump. And then it got a little bit infected, I could tell. And the first thing the doctor wanted to do was like,
how could you see it?
I could feel it. I could feel it. It was killing me, right? Yeah. I could feel the pain going down my neck. So it was an infection. And then it was like, okay, I want you to take a course of antibiotics. And I said, okay, sure. And I took it. And I don't recommend doing this, but I didn't take it. I said, I want to give myself 48 hours to see if my body could fight it.
Yeah.
And it did. It fought it, which was good. And I didn't take those antibiotics. Anyway, great chat. It's a good chat. We're welcome back to school.
Yep.
It's all I got.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
All right, let's start off with Kim and Kanye. Okay. This was the big thing. So what was it? He put on a show. Yeah. I saw it on social. He put on his big show.
So he's been doing this for the past month. It's called the Donda Listening Party.
Yep.
Where he basically previews the album, plays the album for fans.
Sure.
And it keeps changing because he keeps making
there
changes
was a lot
to the
of
album.
Fans.
Yeah. The whole stadium gets packed out for this.
Okay.
He also gives free vaccinations while you're there.
What?
There's a section.
What?
Yeah. So there's a section at every single concert. You can get the vaccination while you're there.
That's pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool. Some people will be like, why? But I think that's cool. Yeah.
So this was happening in Chicago. So much happened. Kim Kardashian has been at every single listening party with the kids to be like the support system. And at this one, they appear to get remarried during one of the song's performances.
I saw it. She was wearing the white dress and all.
Yeah, it basically recreating their wedding moment from 2014, wearing a similar gown. She wore a Balenciaga Couture gown for this performance. They never actually officially got divorced yet. They filed the papers, but the divorce isn't final. So it was just a reenactment. It was for the song. We don't really know what's going on here between these two. I mean, I don't know. They were at lunch about 2 weeks ago, just the two of them. I don't know if they're trying to work it out, if this is just her being supportive. I don't know.
I hope they get back together. But I feel like Kanye, he's an artist, right? Like, I think he's got this different mind. I think people look at him and go, oh, he's a weirdo. But I think he's a creative genius, and I think he's just on another level. I think really that's what it is.
There was some controversy during the show, though. He appeared to replace Jay-Z's verse on one of the songs with DaBaby. Now, I can't really go into it, but DaBaby's not very well liked at the moment.
Yeah.
You can Google it. And he also got Marilyn Manson, who is under fire for abusing several women. So there's a lot of controversy. He set himself on fire during the show. Like, there's a lot going on with him. I still don't know when the album's coming out, though. I'm sorry. I have no idea when the album's coming out.
Nobody knows how long the album's going to take. Yeah. That's the issue.
I know.
Quickly, Beyonce angered by her Tiffany campaign. What happened
there?
So, you
know, she was wearing that 128-carat yellow diamond.
Yep.
So it was also worn by Audrey Hepburn. It's been worn by Lady Gaga. I didn't know about this, but many fans have pointed out that it's actually a blood diamond. Like, there's a lot of controversy around the diamond. But no one's really brought it up when Gaga wore it or Audrey wore it, and now everyone's saying, hey, Beyonce, did you know you're doing this? But her mom, Tina Knowles, came out on Instagram to say, how many of you socially conscious activists own diamonds? I thought so. Well, guess what? Did you go and try to check to see where the diamond came from? Probably not. Basically saying, like,
we checked this. We know what's up.
Like, calm down.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with that. And finally, I'm so excited to share this because What an amazing show this is. Entourage.
Entourage is the best. Entourage was the best.
It is.
It was good.
If you've never seen Entourage, highly recommend the show. So good. It's just watch out for the content and the language and the material, but it's a great show.
Adrian Grenier.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I've become mates with the guy.
Adrian?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You talk to him?
All the time. You know, he came to Dubai. We went out for dinner that one night. We've kept in contact ever since.
That's amazing.
Actually, a little bit of beef because he's in a new TV. He's on a new Netflix series.
Yeah.
And it's called Clickbait.
Yeah.
And it was filmed in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Brianna's binge watched the whole thing this weekend.
Wow.
And she messaged him going, hey, I love the show. And he's like, hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I said to Brianna, he's my friend. He's not yours. He's my friend.
Anyways.
Are they coming back for Entourage?
Okay, so the creator of the show, Doug Ellen, says the show can definitely be rebooted. The only thing he needs is Mark Wahlberg, who's a producer on the show, to call HBO. Everyone is on board. Every single person, including Jeremy Piven, Ari Gold.
They would do it.
They will do it. Now, Adrian Grenier, when we spoke to him a few years ago, this is what he said about a possibility of a new Vincent Chase.
We wouldn't redo it. We would just pick it up from where we are and keep doing it.
Could you?
Would you? Of course.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot who he told us that.
Yeah, he told us first that he would want to redo the show.
Cool. So that's so cool.
Come on, make it happen. Make Entourage happen.
We want Entourage back.
Yeah.
Again, if you want a series that you've never watched before, probably over the age of 18, get into this one, Entourage. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's Dylan,
the Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
The Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
Yeah, months of searching for a sports reporter.
Yeah.
We have one, and he's been the second time I've got the chance to have him on the show, which is great. Dylan, how you doing?
He's standing by indeed. Doing good, guys. How are you?
We're doing fabulous. Where are you right now?
Just in the kitchen at home, cooking up some breakfast.
What emirate do you live in? Are you in Abu Dhabi?
No, I'm in Dubai.
Nice. Okay, well, we've got you on because out of nowhere, it was, you know, we just went through the whole Messi changing teams to Paris Saint-Germain,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Cristiano Ronaldo has made a huge move. Tell us what's going on.
All right, yeah. So exactly like you said, Messi has been stealing the show for the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Ronaldo said, no, I want on the map as well.
Yeah.
If you're a Manchester United fan, your phone has probably been ringing off the hook. He's back! Now, we all know that's where he got his big start back in 2003 to 2009.
Now, see, I did not know this. This is something that I learned just yesterday.
Oh, right.
So, Ronaldo, when he first got into the Football League, he...
He came from Sporting Lisbon, I think. Right, Dylan?
Right, yeah. And then at 23, he started with Manchester United, or in 2003.
And then what happened? So how long did he play with Man United for?
8 years.
So he was there for, 8 years. And I think he did just about everything as he could. He won the FA Cup. He won the Premier League. He won the Champions League. And it was just time for him to move on. So he went to Real Madrid.
I had no idea that he was...
He was a legend there. Don't you think everybody's so excited, Dylan, though, about this? You know, even if you're not a Manchester United fan, everyone is so excited about Ronaldo coming, right?
Well, I was so surprised because I thought, okay, you know, hard feelings or good feelings, but it seems everyone I've talked to, they're so excited for him to come back. And it was really the news of the week because Manchester City was about to get him.
Yeah.
And as soon as Manchester United heard that, they were like, oh, there's no way we can let him go to our rival. They swooped in, made a deal, and got him back.
It was like a wave of emotions because in you know, we're a Manchester United house at my house because Jeff is a huge fan. Mm-hmm. So in the morning when the news broke that City was going to take him, the devastation on Jeff's face was
huge. Huh?
But then in a few hours, it just changed into celebration and everyone's like, he's home, he's home.
Well, I think, Dylan, it was a call from Sir Alex Ferguson, right, who swayed him maybe.
Right, yeah, Sir Alex Ferguson and Rio Ferdinand, and the management really did a good job getting on the ball quickly and making sure that he didn't go to City.
What did they pay? They would have had to pay a lot of money. Do we know what the figure was?
Oh, yeah, so they had to pay Juventus $26.5 million for the transfer fee to allow him to come, but that's not his actual paycheck. Now he's going to be the top earner in the Premier League. He's getting £510 million a week.
What? Wait, what?
Sorry, what was that? £510 million?
£1 million a week. So no. I did some math for you, okay? How many dirhams do you think that is per hour? 10,
15, that's 20. Way too many for me to count.
I don't know. That's, I mean, that's like, is it more than 300 million an hour or something?
It's 15,000 dirhams per hour.
15,000 dirhams per hour is what he's getting.
Even while he's sleeping.
Hold on, Dylan. He's getting 500 million. He's not getting 500 million pounds what?
No,
a
no, not mil. He's getting 480,000 per 510, sorry, per week. Million.
Yeah, but that's the report that I read, but I also read another one saying he's getting 560 million pounds per week. So no, the number's not for sure.
No, it's 1,000. It's not million. It's 500,000 pounds, not million.
Oh, there we go. Did I say million? No,
yes.
Sorry. It was...
This is right,
you got that.
It's the currency conversion.
If you were running the club, they'd be bankrupt, dude. Like this, because I mean, I know that he's worth a lot of money, but 500 million a week?
No, 500
pounds even pounds.
Thousand.
Okay,
a week.
So he's on 500,000 pounds a week. Yeah. That he's
half
still
a million pounds.
That is just. I mean,
that's
that is crazy
ridiculous.
Money. Rumors were as well that his jersey's already selling here in the country. There's already a Ronaldo T-shirt Man United printed, ready to go.
In an undisclosed shop.
He's still got a lot in him as well, you know. He's amazing.
Yeah. How old is Ronaldo now? How old is he?
36.
I believe he's 36.
Yeah, 36 years old. So, I mean, gosh, you can still go at 36?
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
Most sports, that's sort of towards your end of your career.
You're right. They start, like, retiring around about this age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like late 30s.
Well, there it is. Congratulations, Man United fans. Feel free to let us know what your feelings are at 4008. We'll read a few of them out. I'm sure you're happy about it. Dylan, our sports guru, always a pleasure to have you on the show. And we're going to negotiate your contract, and I'll make sure I'll tell you the exact figure that you're going to get. All right?
It's at least 15,000 an hour.
Okay. 100%.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K pop quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard credit card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
I guarantee you either a teacher or a student is doing the pop quiz today and tomorrow as we welcome you guys back to school. Well, we want to celebrate with you, right? And we've got a teacher on, Michael.
Yay!
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to school. Are you ready? Are you ready for everyone coming back?
I'm ready as I'm going to be.
I love that.
Where do you teach and what do you teach?
I'm teaching music out at American Gulf School in Charger.
You know what? My music teacher was one of my favorite teachers growing up. So I'm so happy to hear that you're a music teacher.
And see, they would be so proud of you. Look where you've landed. Oh, you're on the radio.
Thanks.
You're listening to music all day. You've made your music teacher proud.
Aw, thank you.
I don't know if she's made him proud. I'm not sure.
I think I have.
She's not creative. She's very, because she has no musical talent,
I
really.
I can dance.
Yeah, is that music? Really?
Yeah, you need to know music. I can play the flute. Shout out Mr. Guarino. May you rest in peace.
Mr. Guarino?
Mr. Guarino.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he passed away.
He passed away?
So shout out.
Oh,
wherever 100%. You are, I hope you're looking down at me.
Hey, Michael, your school, is this a new school that you're in?
It's a new school. We're opening our doors today for the first time.
Wow, that's so
great.
Cool.
Where were you teaching before?
I was actually teaching in Xi'an, China before this. I just moved out here about a month ago.
Look at you.
Oh, wow.
You gone? Go ahead.
Go on.
I just said, oh, wow, that's all.
So you've come from China and you've come now to the UAE. This is a huge move.
It was very, very interesting.
And have you settled in? Have you got to understand how things work out? Because it takes a few months sometimes just to, you know, feel relaxed and know what's going on.
It does. You know, we're trying. But one thing I've learned about this country is take it one day at a time. You've really got to live in the present. And if it's not in your hands, it might not be real.
Look at you. Look at you. That's great. I love that. I love it. Well, welcome to the UAE. Back to school right now. We've got our teacher, Michael, on the show. Let's go. I'm glad that you've already found us here at Virgin Radio. You've only been here for a month, so that's fantastic. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it. Okay, Michael?
Okay.
Good luck. Here it is, your back to school edition. Your 60 seconds on the clock with Rack Bank starts right now. Who had a hit song with Hotline Bling?
Drake.
Finished the missing Adele album 19, 21, and
1989.
What two meal times make up the term brunch?
Breakfast and lunch.
True or false? Ryan Gosling was offered a place in the Backstreet Boys.
False.
Which Kardashian opened up millions of milkshakes here in Dubai?
Chloe.
Who sings Dance Monkey and Fly Away?
Pass.
What sport do the Los Angeles Dodgers play?
Baseball.
True or false? Captain America is an Avenger.
True.
What animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
What's the name of Tony Stark's company in the first Iron Man movie?
Stark Innovation. Stark something like that.
Yeah, it's not those. Come on.
Stark Industries.
It is Stark Industries, but I can't give it to you. You've won 500 dirhams. Congratulations.
Okay.
Now, I know you don't have it in your hand yet, but I guarantee it's going to come, okay? What are you?
I trust you.
Eddie and Nala are saying what?
Give it to him.
Yeah, I know.
You got the one star correct.
All right, we'll give it to you. 600 dirhams, yours. Go.
Whoa, 600. Hey.
Well done. 25 is the missing Adele album. Ryan Gosling was actually offered a place in the Backstreet Boys, and he said no to it.
What?
Yeah, can you believe it? Kim Kardashian opened up millions of milkshakes, but you weren't here for that, so I don't, you know, I understand. Tones and I, the Aussie from Dance Monkey and Fly Away, she sung that one, so that would have got you the 10,000 dirhams cash. Hey, listen, enjoy your first day at school. Enjoy this beautiful country, the UAE, and enjoy Sharjah as well, all right, Michael?
Thank you, sir. I'll be waiting on that 600.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get it to you sometime in the next 7 weeks, all right? Just making
sure. All right.
All right, brother. Take care. There it is. Olivia Rodrigo. That's your pop quiz on Virgin Radio. Back to school Sunday. This is the week that all schools are going back across the country. Some will begin today, some tomorrow, some the next day. Mm-hmm. My girls have got an orientation today where they go in just for the first day for a few hours. Then they come back home and they'll go officially tomorrow. But yeah, man, it's I can't believe we're already back.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Okay, well, that explains that. But how are you guys feeling as parents? Is it an anxious feeling? Is it an excited feeling? Like, what is it?
I'm actually anxious. I got to be honest with you right now. I mean, I guess maybe just with COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
And how that's going around again, as in sending the kids back to school, knowing that they were at home most of the time, or they were like playing with selected friends throughout the last holidays, always knew their circles.
Yeah.
So now going back to school, I just don't want to have to go through the whole, and we're going to have to, I think.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen again where they'll be like, oh, one of the kids in the class has got COVID. We all have to come home, go back onto Zoom. Like, you know, I feel sorry for the teachers and the faculty that are going to have to now reorganize all that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the kids to get back to school. Mm. My girls are not excited to go back. I thought that they would be ready to go back.
Is it because is it just because they were happy in the comfort of their home?
Just
and
holidays. Just being on holidays.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's like
being
us
on their iPads, playing Roblox every single second of the day, watching Netflix, doing whatever. Now they're back to, and I've got my new rules set in the house. I'm making it a little stricter, timings. And
so they're not happy. Happy right now.
No, they're not. They're not at all. And last night they went to bed and I remembered that feeling.
Yeah.
Of going back to school after the long week, the long holiday, just feeling sad and depressed.
Yeah.
Because it's like back to
school. Do you remember that? Do you remember that feeling going back to school?
Yeah.
And they, I could tell them, I told them, girls, this is just life. Don't worry.
Yeah. Enjoy school because it's good. I'd like to go back to school.
We know that now, Rossi.
Yeah.
But I think parents, there'll be definitely some parents who are anxious about going back. Just, guys, let the process go through. Everything's going to be fine and you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Right? Everything's going to be all right. Is it Abiola? Abiola, how are you?
Hi! Oh my God!
There it is.
I don't believe we are live with you.
What a beautiful family you've got in the car. Mom, you're driving to school now?
Yeah. Dunya here, and I have somewhere here.
You got Dunya and somewhere.
Yes.
That's amazing. I love that name. Is a son or daughter called somewhere?
Yeah.
I'll take them both. Okay. I'll take them both. So, how does it feel? First day as a school mum, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm super excited because I need to get them. I've been looking forward to get them out of the house.
Getting them out of the house.
They're so good to their tablets. They just want to play games, Roblox, and all of that. So I've been looking forward to this day. Actually, I didn't sleep properly. I kept taking time. Oh, my God.
She's excited. Mummy's so excited to get rid of the kids.
She's like, yes.
I love it, Aviola. Well done. Alex, you're on the school run right now.
We are. We've just arrived outside, and we're eager to get going. I'm here with Billy and Maya.
Hey, Billy. Hey, Maya. Are you guys ready for school, Billy and Maya?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Yes.
Mum, excited, nervous? How are you feeling?
We're excited. They are desperate to get back to school. The school have been fantastic with the whole process. They go to British International in Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
And they've been fantastic, so organised, and we are ready to go. Billy's going into year six, and Maya's about to start secondary in seven. So.
Good on them. Good on them. Yeah, schools are doing such a great job. Alex, God bless the family. Have another great year. But, yeah, well done to all the teachers and the schools, because I know it ain't easy. Mike, you and your wife here on the way right now. Is that right? Your teachers?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Chris Bray and crew.
Yay! So how does it feel for you being a teacher? Excited as well?
Oh, so excited. I cannot wait to see the kiddos and their faces, and just like they light up every time. So I'm really excited about it.
So cool. What school do you teach at?
Dubai American Academy.
DAA in the house. Well done. I love the vibe right now. There's a good vibe, I feel, right? Adam, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited to be transitioning from grade 4 to grade 5 this year.
Get you using the word transitioning here. I didn't know that word till about a year ago.
That's a wild word, that one.
Good on you. So you're excited. You're happy to be back at school?
Yep.
Good on you. And then so what? Are you ready to make new friends, or you got your regular friends in your class? Do you know yet?
I still don't know who's in my class, but I'm probably going to find out in like 20 minutes.
You're the best. 20 minutes. You're the best, Adam. Have a good morning. One last one. Pamela, you're doing the school run for the first time in 7 years.
Yes, that's correct.
How come? What's happened? Explain.
I was working, and so they've always used the school transport. And now I'm quit and doing the school run.
Welcome back to the school run.
Thank you. So my kids just want to say hi.
Sure, put them on. Let's go.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Have a good year. Have a good day at school, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Well done. This is beautiful. Right. Thanks, Pam. Appreciate it. Well, it looks like everyone's in good spirits. Good luck on the year. Guys, remember, keep those. I mean, I know you got to keep your masks on and your social distancing, just be wary of that as well. But enjoy it. Enjoy this year to the fullest. And God bless all families, all teachers, all faculty, all kids, all students, everyone.
Yeah.
Here we go. Come on. 2021 begins.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got, Pretty?
So Kanye West and Drake's feud has kind of trickled into real life, and I don't think this is cool at all. Obviously, Drake has no part in this, but Drake fans went to Kanye's childhood home in Chicago and left 3 signs on the front steps. And basically, there were posters with some lyrics to a song that Drake put out not too long ago, which was a diss track.
Scary.
Luckily, no damage was done to the actual property. This is his childhood home that Kanye West has bought and he's renovating. Everyone knows the address to it. There's really no security around his childhood home.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Those two are going to just keep going at it, but the fans are getting involved now, which is even the scarier part.
I hope Drake comes out at some point this week to tell his fans. That's not cool.
Yeah,
which
true.
I think he would. Which I think he would. Let's talk Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. I know you love them, Chris. So Camila sparked engagement rumors this weekend when she posted up a TikTok video that had a huge ring on that finger. Ooh. So everyone was like, oh my goodness, did Shawn Mendes propose? Here's what Camila had to say to Jimmy Fallon.
He has not, and I am not engaged. I still swear to God, I don't know what hand the engagement ring goes on.
She says she doesn't know.
Come on, you do.
She said her parents lost their wedding ring, so she doesn't know what hand it's supposed to go on.
All right, yeah. Finally.
Olivia Rodrigo has added two members of Paramore to the writing credits of her single, Good For You. You know the song.
Yeah. But it actually does sound like a Paramore song.
So when the song was initially released, everyone was like, wow, this song sounds exactly like Paramore's Misery Business. You remember that song?
No.
Very similar.
Paramore were huge. You know, like, do you remember a lot of their songs we played? You were my conscience, so solid now you're... Can I tell you, now looking back, yeah.
They sound very
Paramore
similar.
Paramore and Olivia Rodrigo do sound similar.
Very similar. So, they weren't credited when the song came out in May. And then all of a sudden this weekend, it's like, songwriting credits went to Paramore.
Legal.
Exactly. So what happens is a lot of artists end up crediting afterwards to avoid like expensive legal proceedings. Huh. And Olivia started getting a lot of hate because they were like, oh, look, you copied, you admitted it. But Adam Levine from Maroon 5 has come to Olivia's defense saying, listen, music is all about being inspired. Let's not be so quick to judge. Have a listen.
When you take someone who's a newer artist and she's doing things that kind of emulate the ones from generations removed, I don't know how bad that is. I think it's kind of a cool thing to introduce a whole generation of young people to different musical ideas. And that's just my opinion. But I just hate to see it become this huge thing where people get really aggressive about it. It's like, I don't know, maybe I'm just not as territorial about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, confident.
I'm almost flattered when people rip me off.
Well done. That's Adam Levine from Maroon 5. You want to see more of that? Go to the Chris Fate Show Instagram stories. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's Virgin.
So I was browsing Reels, TikTok, as everyone does for hours and hours.
Oh, man, yeah, you get stuck into TikTok and Reels. The next thing you know, you're just like in it for an hour. You're right.
It's a deep, dark black hole. But I came across this challenge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen to this.
Let's start a new trend. First, I want you to show me your pet. And then I want you to show me what your pet was named after.
So it's cute. Like, you show your pet, and then you show the inspiration for your pet's name.
Okay.
I started watching a bunch of videos, and then I came across Rosara's video. And I thought it would be really fun to talk about it on the show.
Okay, why?
So we've got Rosara on the phone. Say hello to Rosara.
Hi, Rosara. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
I came across your video on Reels, and I thought it'd be really fun to bring you on the show. Can you tell us the name of your pet cat, Rosara?
My pet cat's name is Chris.
And who did you name your pet cat after?
Obviously, after Chris Babe.
There you go!
After Chris. So it's Chris with a K. I love that.
You named your cat after me? Why would you do that?
Because he got a big nose.
Yes, oh my God. Actually, it's very common, like, naming our pets after celebrities. So Chris is a celebrity for us. Like, he's my favorite radio personality. Aww. He's an amazing person. So we thought of naming our cat after Chris.
Well, I love that. I feel honored to be named, your cat is named after me, and thank you for saying those kind words. Is there any responsibility? Do I need to do anything here? Am I like the
godfather?
Am I the cat father here? Is there anything that I've got to do?
Oh my God, no. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for reaching me out and having me on the show. That was a great honor. Like, I'm so excited.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah. So cute.
Do I have to pay cat support? Like, is there like, you know, that's what type of cat? What type of cat is it? Can I ask?
He is a common cat.
A common owl.
Like an Arabian Mau. Arabian Mau.
What type of demeanor does the cat have?
Yes.
Is it a playful, friendly cat? Is it a happy cat?
Oh my God, he is so happy, very active, very playful, and everyone loves him.
It's exactly like me, guys, isn't it?
Yeah, just like you.
Say it's like me.
Yes, it's exactly like Chris. How many years have you had your cat for?
Yes, he's almost 1 year now.
Oh, when's his birthday?
Actually, we are not sure.
Why don't you make it the same as mine? 27th of February is your cat's birthday from now, okay?
Yes, we will do that.
Oh, this is great. I feel honored.
Well done to you.
I feel like you need to do something.
I don't know. If we weren't in the pandemic, I'd tell you to bring the cat in and we'd take some photos. We'd do like a family portrait. I thought that would be nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know you've made that's it when you're named perfect. After a cat.
Yeah, there we go. I think we had a dog named after me once
yes,
before, right?
Yes, you've had a dog, so now you have a cat. Let's you're really growing in the animal community.
Yes. I haven't made it until there's a tiger. I'm looking for a tiger, guys. Anyone okay. here? No?
No.
There it is. On a serious note, Rosara, honored to share the same name as your cat. And thank you so much for being a supporter and a follower.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much, Pretty, for reaching me out.
Aww.
And, yeah.
Yeah, nothing for Rossi. Yep, we know. All right, there it is.
Sing it, Chris.
I need you to stay. Do I sound like Justin Bieber?
Yeah, just like him.
If he was in a washing machine, yeah.
I look like Justin Bieber,
yeah,
they say, yeah?
Exactly.
Mm. Good morning, Virgin Radio 821 live here on the Chris Fade Show. I was on the Instagram, as a lot of us do, and I was scrolling through the stories.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've got a photo here. I took a screenshot of it. It's hard to take a screenshot, actually, of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it. Can we throw this up on stories? Can we throw this up on the Chris Fade Show stories? Because if I'm talking about it, I just want you guys to be able to see what I'm talking about. It's your husband's Instagram account, Pretty.
Yeah.
Right. He's doing a video. Now, your parents have just landed in the country. They have flown all the way from New York City.
They came on Friday night.
Isn't that great? They couldn't have done that a year ago. Right? Yeah. Have you seen, you're laughing at this photo? Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, can I ask a question here?
Yeah. Why are my parents caged in?
Why have you caged your parents in? So the photo, if you want to go see it, it's on Chris Fade's show on our stories. We'll put it up in there. It's up now.
Oh.
It is literally their corner area of their TV room. It's a lounge. It's an L-shaped lounge. Your mother's sitting there, you're in the middle, and your dad is sitting there. And you guys have a cage around you. It looks like you've caged.
It's a pen, yeah.
Have you put your parents in some type of quarantine?
Because they're being naughty and they deserve to be in there. No.
Quite right.
So here's what happened. You've come over to our house to meet our cute little dog, Duke.
Yeah.
And he has an obsession with under our couch. So we had to put, this is before my parents came, we had to put the pen there because he was chewing the wood and it was dangerous for him. Like, he was about to chew that wood and go in.
Yeah, because I've seen the pen there before, but
so
not like this.
Yeah. Now, when my parents arrived, we didn't know how they would be with a dog. Now, my mom's always loved dogs.
Yeah.
She's never had a pet of her own. My dad is not really a pet guy. He's never had a pet in his life.
Right.
But he's always been the one who saved us from dogs when we were scared of them, right?
Okay.
So in my head, I just assumed that they were all 100% okay with the dogs. Now, when they came home, I told Jeff, hey, keep Duke on a leash because I don't know what's going to happen here.
Mm.
I have never seen my parents that uncomfortable.
They were scared.
They don't know how to interact with dogs. And my mom is still okay. Like, I think she's wanting to play with him. My dad, not so much. Like, I could see that he's a little bit worried. So we were actually going to remove that pen, right? So they can move back and forth. But I think it's actually there to make my parents feel more comfortable.
So hold on, your parents are caged in to make themselves feel more comfortable.
So what, because he's only awake for an hour at a time. So just for an hour, we fence that area off. And then when he's sleeping for like 3 hours, we remove it.
But he's sleeping in the photo. But they're still in the cage.
They're in the cage.
So the dog is in its own cage, sleeping.
We didn't move it at that point.
But your parents and you are still sitting in the cage.
We didn't move it at that point. So now we've actually have a look at this photo. We've rearranged it so that the couch is now free.
I can see that.
So we really didn't know. So yesterday was really an experimental day to kind of see how my parents would take to our dog. And I think it's going to be an interesting... I've turned into the parent. Mm. Like, I'm like, Papa, do you need to go into the kitchen? Okay, let me hold Duke so you can walk.
I think,
like, it's like that now.
I think what's going to happen is...
I'll send you this photo.
By the end of your parents' holiday, I think they're going to be like... properly
all over him.
In love with the dog.
Yeah,
I actually think that.
I think it's going to take... Yeah, I think it's going to take... I never thought in a million years that I would be protecting my parents from the dog. Like, I never thought we'd get to this point.
Yeah, it's insane. dogs and parents, I don't know, my dad's the same. My dad never wanted a dog. And he's always said, like, we're never getting dogs. But the other day he said to me, don't tell anyone, but I'm thinking about getting a little dog.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
So I think it's, yeah, I think this is just day, I think today's what, day two?
Yeah.
So hopefully they're going to get a little bit more comfortable today.
Can we just not have your parents caged up? That's all I ask.
They
are
the ones who wanted it.
Yeah, I'll have to have a word to them.
We'll have to call the authorities.
We've changed it now, Chris, don't worry. I listened to you before you even told it to me.
Okay, I can see, okay.
Yeah, it's changed now.
The room is now half cut off.
Yeah.
Okay, how long until this dog starts to be a normal dog?
What do you mean by that?
He's getting there.
It's running the household, the dog.
No, so it's
dog
getting
is
there.
Running the
well,
household.
He is the Duke.
He is the Duke. Oh, so yeah. I'm happy to report that we can now do lunches, Chris.
You are going to leave the dog alone?
Yeah, we've been doing it a lot, so he's doing really well with it. No, that's separation amazing. Anxiety.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And you're training them from an early age.
Anxiety. Not for me. For me, mostly. For me, mostly. Yeah. I'm like, is he okay? Is he okay?
I love that you've got a dog pretty. It's amazing.
Thanks.
I love that she's got a dog, but I it does frustrate me, and she knows, but I'm shutting up.
Yeah, because
the
it's
amount
been,
of attention that this dog is getting.
It's been 3 weeks.
He's got such a stone heart sometimes.
I don't have a stone heart.
You do, though. You
I
know
love
why?
Animals and I love my dogs and I cuddle them. But
you've always grown up with animals. I've not. So this is such a new thing for me to be able to be that comfortable with an animal. So you've had your whole life to do this.
Yeah.
I've had 3 weeks.
Do people that do, maybe it's just me, but do, like humans that are just overly.
Affectionate?
Not affectionate. Too much focus is on their pets. Have you got a friend like that? And does it drive you a little bit crazy?
It's pretty like that, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 3 weeks, man.
It's been 1 week since you looked at it.
Like, he is so obnoxious. I'm so over it.
Well, hold on. 0487155444. Have you got a friend or someone in your life that is just way too involved in their pets' lives? Like
Brent.
Yeah, I mean, see, Brent's the same. Brent and Pretty are now like the joined forces.
No, but Brent has had his bird for 6 years, and that's a different level. Yeah. I've had him for 3 weeks. There's a difference.
I know, but like, I know. I'm taking my time, Pretty, with like your situation. I understand that you've just got the pet, but the dog. But the amount of involvement is I applaud you. I don't think I could do this, Tasha. You are you feeling me at all, Tash?
No, I'm completely the opposite. I'm obsessed with dogs.
Thanks.
I have four.
You have four dogs?
Wow.
Yeah, I've got two babies, and one of them just had 2 3-week-old babies. Like, aww. I literally cannot leave them alone.
Mm. So, I mean, Pretty won't leave her dog ever, and it gets treated like royalty.
Tash, can you help me out? So my puppy is like just turned 2 months, so obviously needs a lot of TLC, right? Am I doing the right thing?
Hold on, I want to go.
Yeah, of course. They need so many cuddles, you know? That I think, like, to me, my partner thinks I'm absolutely insane.
Ah, he's
but
right.
But I think, no!
Chris.
You know what I do with the younger one? I set her up on like little Tinder dates, so she goes on doggy dinner dates, stuff like that.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
you're
a step
joking.
I'm not ready for.
You've got your dog going out on other dog dates, like they're meeting other dogs.
Yeah, Tinder dates. Yeah.
Now, Tash, can I ask you something? Do the dogs get in between you and your man, like in the middle of the relationship? Does it affect the relationship?
No, thank God, no.
Okay, but if you had to choose the dogs or him, which who would you choose?
Oh, that's a tough one.
It's not a tough one.
I love you, Tash. You're awesome.
Oh, man. This is, I'm telling you. Charbel, how are you?
Hi. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, brother. Tell me, you got a dog?
So after a lot of convincing from my kids, we got them a dog.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small Ukrainian Pomeranian.
Okay.
Does he know he's Ukrainian?
Sorry?
Does the dog know he's Ukrainian?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's blonde and he acts sometimes like Ukrainian.
Yeah, be careful what you say. Ukrainians of the UAE are coming at you. So, okay, you finally got this dog after them trying to convince you and?
It's my second place. I lived in Ukraine for 6 years. I love the place.
Okay.
So, yeah, and we have now to take the dog everywhere we go, which is driving me crazy. Alone at home.
Aww.
So do you regret buying it?
No, but I think I'm trying to work on them slowly to say, okay, guys, nothing's going to happen. We have a very big house. He has his water. He has his food. He has a place even to go and poo and pee. So there's nothing to worry about. So I'm working on it, Chris.
Yeah, no, I feel you, man. Like, because even with my, I just bought my daughter a little hamster for her birthday.
Right. Mm.
And so I had clearly stated to them that the hamster does not need its own room with air conditioning on 24/7.
Right.
We've got a spare bedroom upstairs where the hamster sits. And I walked into the room the other day and the air conditioning had been going the entire, for 3 days straight.
Wow.
And then Nushi goes to me, no, it needs its own air conditioning. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Because if you saw my Diwa bill, this is not getting its own private air conditioning unit.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like, it's a little bit too much sometimes. But I think just, Charbel, take some deep breaths, run the process through, and then it's a new thing. I think once it's not so new, it might come back a little bit, you know?
And I understand that the dog is so cute. And, you know, when he leaves, he does, we feel like he gets a little bit sad. Aww. But, yeah. Nothing's going to happen to him if he stays for a couple of hours on his own.
That's right. Keep him wanting more.
Keep him wanting more.
That's right.
It is a big day in the Fade household.
Yeah.
Back to school today. Mm-hmm. You said over the summer that when school starts, things are changing drastically in the house.
Okay, so again, you may not be a parent or you got any kids. You may not even be in a relationship, but one day you're going to have to deal with this. And I'm dealing with it now. And remember, like, we're all first-time parents. Like, when you become a father or a mother, like, it's the first time you're doing it. You don't have, like, an instruction manual. You just go with it.
There's no guidebook. Mm.
And I think everyone does, you know, pretty much a good job. There are some dropkick parents out there, though, I'll tell you that. Mm. So, listen, I have told the kids, and I set this 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I said, you've got 6 weeks of school holidays. When we come back, guys, it's completely game changers. Things are changing.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean? So I sat them down yesterday. I said, here we go. New rules are implemented. And I want to know if I'm doing this right. Any tips that you can help me with? iPads, tablets. Sorry, girls. You will only get 1 hour a day on it to do play your Roblox or watch your TikToks.
Whatever you choose that hour for.
So you come home, you're home by 4 p.m.
Yeah.
From 4 to 5, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, straight home
from
school.
4 to 5, you do whatever you want. You have some food, you can watch TV, be on your TikTok, Roblox, whatever.
Okay. Right.
4 to 7:30.
5 to 7:30, I mean.
5 to 7:30, two and a half hours, you're doing your schoolwork, and if you don't have any schoolwork, you're outside, you're swimming, you're doing some type of activity. I'm booking them in more self-defense classes.
Amazing.
Drama classes, piano, whatever it is. I told them, between those 2.5 hours, you are just not allowed to be on a screen.
Are you are you letting them pick like whatever activity?
Whatever they want to do, I told them.
Okay, cool.
7:30 to 8:30 is their time. Again, on their screens, do whatever you want.
Oh.
So I've given them that extra hour at the end. All right. 8:30, you're in bed, off, no screens, must be sleeping by 9:30.
You have to put the iPads somewhere then, like from 8:30. Like,
yeah. Well, I've told them that I'm trusting you girls to do this and stick to this regime. If I catch you once, doing your homework on your iPad and you've got friends playing in the corner, because that's what happens.
Yeah.
iPad is taken away from you. I am going to buy you the worst tablet from China that's about 78 dirhams.
Like the basics.
The basic of basic tablet, which is only going to just be able to get your homework done.
And you've got to take it into school.
And you're going to proudly take it in.
Yeah, Rossi, yeah.
So they're the new rules and regulations in the Fade household.
What about food?
Food, again.
Because that was a big thing too, right?
Yep. Fruit, 2 fruits a day, 3 vegetables a day, every day. I get photos taken if I'm not home. So I get Virginia and Auntie, my nannies, who are amazing, to take the photos of the food before and the food after.
Ooh, I like this.
And if you have your fruit and you have your veggies, you can have your treats. I don't care, whatever you want.
Yeah, okay.
But you just got to have them. Yeah. It's a fun household to live
in. It's such a fun household.
You guys
should
come over. It's great. It's so fun. But I've had to do it because I realize as the girls get older and they're 12 and 10, that if you don't set these guidelines in place, it just goes anywhere. And like, I was thinking when we grew up, we only had obviously TV, right? And then we got into internet. But you would never be able to hear profanity. You would never be able to watch anything that was sexually related on TV at your age.
Never.
You would not be able to look at drugs and alcohol and people dancing. And you'd never see it because you only got to watch TV. And those shows were usually after 10 p.m. at night. So well, you never like got
a,
to see it.
A watershed time, basically.
With social media and social like and internet. It's everywhere, man. Like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And you can't stop it.
Mm.
So I just realize I need to, as a parent, come in and just go, yeah, like, you can't be watching this. Because I trust my girls. I let them do what they want. But then I realize, like, they're watching a show right now on Netflix called, Nala, you'd know this because you're 23. Outer Banks. Yeah, this Outer Banks show I don't think is for a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old, 11-year-old. No. Yeah, I didn't realize that. And they're telling me, oh, we're watching this new show, Dad. It's amazing. It's called Outer Banks. I said, what's it about? They told me. I wasn't listening. What's it about?
So it's basically about a group of friends and they're kind of like doing a treasure mystery hunt.
Yeah, but then I looked. It was for 18 years and older. Yeah. The first scene that I'm watching, they're talking about something sexually related.
Yes.
And then I just went, what are you watching this for? I said, turn it off. You know, and like, so.
Oh, that's her favorite show. Because
it's all over TikTok, like that show especially. It's kind of like, it's like the if you want to be it in, you have to watch this show.
Yeah, they said it's a TikTok show. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man. So it's becoming harder. As a parent, it's getting harder.
Yeah.
I feel like you need help. Do you need help?
I just think, well, let's open up the phone lines. Anyone feeling me? Any advice? Anyone in the same boat? 0487155544. It's back to school this week. Today's it.
I never realized something until you just said it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself as you're telling this, like, isn't this normal? Like, we all had these rules and stuff in place, but as soon as you said the introduction of social media and the availability of content, it's so true. How do you even monitor that? Yeah, that's insane.
They can look at anything to everything that they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
0487155544. Open up the phone lines. I need any tips or tricks or advice, or are you going through this with me? And I'm not the only parent going through it right now.
Mm.
All right. 0487155544. Now remember, if you ain't in a parent right now, you may not even be in a relationship. You're going to need to know this
because
it is coming. Kay, you've got a bit of advice. You've got some advice for me, right? What, give me some. I need some.
Absolutely, Chris. Well, thank you. Your comment actually prompted me to remind myself to make sure that I get this enforced this year. So my best advice is have your kids have a stab at participating or creating the schedule, because I find that when kids are part of creating it, it has a better chance of sticking.
Wow, that's a good tip.
So have them part of me creating it, right?
Absolutely, because accountability without them knowing actually sets in.
Yeah, I like that. I might do that.
Good advice.
I've given them the ability, like, I want them to choose what, like, sport they want to do. I don't want to be the person that goes, you're doing this. So we sat down. I said, well, like, what do you want to do? You want to do, like, boxing? Do you want to do gymnastics, yoga? Do you want to be a, do? And so they're making that. But I think getting them more involved, Kay, is important, and I will definitely do that. Alex, you've got a bit of assistance for me with the content that they're watching. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I advise you to install an app called Google Family Link.
Google Family Link, did you say?
Link, yeah. And it has two applications. One goes in your device, one goes in the kid's device. You set it up for the timings they are allowed to access internet, and also for the content. Mm.
Wow.
So I've been using it, and you can monitor. It has some way to monitor also the location that the device is.
Oh, I like this. What's it called again?
Google Family Link.
Google Family Link. So I can literally set it to say, like, after 7 p.m. at night, for example, Netflix won't work or whatever won't work.
Yeah. You can
that's great.
Set up the times and everything.
Ross, to give me yours. I'm going to set it up for you as well. You need this.
No,
man. I need to do it.
I want
to.
No.
Alex, thank you, man. I'm going to definitely use that one. Finally, real quick, Mesa, what did you want to say?
Hey, first of all, what you are saying, I think every parent would go through a certain time in their life.
Yep.
Wanting to control our kids and protect them is like it's our duty.
However, I think you need to accept, Chris, the fact that your girls are now growing. And intimacy and maturity will be part of their life. Even if you control it at home, they will have access to it when they leave the house.
Totally.
With less restrictions. So it's what you are doing, trusting them and give them the freedom. Having this conversation around these sensitive topics, explaining to them the consequences and hold them accountable for their own actions.
Sure. No, that's good advice. I think that's good advice right there.
Can I just say, though, I obviously have seen you, Chris, grow with your girls. I've known them since the day that they were born. And I have to say, Chris, the way that you speak to your girls is so different than what we had growing up. You're so open with them. And, you know, he really does allow for those mature conversations. And you handle it really well. You allow them to ask the questions. And I think that's a really good way. But I understand you wanting to curb a little bit of it because you don't want them to grow up too fast, too soon, right?
And Liz, my wife, was saying, she keeps saying, oh, Chris is a fantastic dad. I was like, steady on. Just relax, will you?
But it's true because I've been around the girls and they ask these questions. They're curious and they want to know and they're not shy to ask you the questions, which I think is great.
Yeah. I think you're right. Thanks for saying that, by the way, Prude. I just think I try to raise the girls as not adults, but like we have real conversations together and I want to include them and I don't want to baby them and protect them and shield them. So when they turn 18 or 21 and they're in the real world, they're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But I do believe, I think it's important to do so. But I think there's totally a balance. And again, if you're not a parent or you're planning on being one soon, like you just got to find that balance, I feel, between being that responsible parent but not being that overly, I don't know, not aggressive but just that
protective
parent, because then they will rebel against you, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So today you're going to go back home. The girls are going to come home.
I like what our caller just, I forgot her name, who said
Kay.
Include them a little bit more. I might do that tonight.
Like re-look at the schedule?
And I'll be like, guys, what do you want? Do you want to change anything here? Like, would you rather have this? Like, I want them to plan. I think that's a good tip.
Okay. Let us know how it goes. We'll check in tomorrow.
I will let you know. It's Lizzo, Cardi B, Rumors on Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. Across the UAE. The look to the left, I haven't had to do it so often, but I'm doing it again. I just want to check the COVID update. 998 new cases. We're under 1,000.
Yes!
We're under 1,000.
That's good.
One death overnight still. One death, so I don't want to take it too lightly. But
and our active cases have dropped dramatically. Dramatically.
Oh, yeah. Have a look at that. 12,810. Yeah.
Well, and it used to be 22,000, so that's a dramatic drop.
I hope it's good news, like for getting off certain lists, like the UK and stuff. Hopefully soon, maybe.
Yeah, more opening. Yeah. Countries will soon open up more and more eventually when more vaccine rates are gone up.
Correct.
Well, I'm waiting for Australia, which I think we've got a lot of time to go. But they said after the population's 80% vaccinated, they'll look to getting out of lockdowns and opening up a little bit more. I think they're only at about probably 40-50% right now.
That's
so
still not bad.
But if you haven't taken that vaccine, have a look into it. And I know I'm not getting paid or told to say any of this, all right?
Yeah.
I guess it's my personal opinion, but just from science and data and everything that I'm looking at. But look after yourselves.
It's time.
Time to play.
The game show within the show.
Let the games begin.
All right. Welcome to the game show within a game show. This is fun. I've got you guys all ready to go, please.
Ready.
Welcome our contestants. Contestant number one.
Hello, my name is Preeti Mullick. I'm originally from New York City, where bagels and cream cheese are my favorite.
Nice. Contestant number two.
Hi, my name is Nala. I'm Syrian Turkish and I love Daniel Ricciardo.
All right, thank you. And contestant number three.
Hi, I'm Ross. I'm from Liverpool, England.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all you're going to say.
Okay. Just thought I'd surprise you guys by not being silly.
So, guys, it's a pretty simple game. It's called the 1 second song challenge. I'm going to play you 1 second of a song.
Okay.
And you have to write down what that song is by artist and title. I got my assistant phone guy, Eddie, in studio number two. He's going to be taking score here. Phone guy Eddie, are we all good to go here, sir?
We are ready to go.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll start off.
Question. Is it, do you get a point for title and artist, or just one of them will work?
Nope. You need title and artist for a full correct answer.
Do we get half a point?
Nope.
That's
sad.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show within a game show. The game show within a show. Here we go. Song at number one. It's the 1 second challenge.
Oh
my God.
Okay, ready?
Come on.
Everything has to be spelled correctly, does it?
Write the answers, and I'd like to see them right now. Thank you.
50 Cent in the club.
I wrote 50 in the club.
50 Cent in the club.
It's 50 Cent.
You only wrote 50, though.
But, like, everyone says 50. No one said 50 Cent.
I will accept it this time, but I need full artist and title next time. Congratulations. You all get a points. Mama, I got what you need when you need to feel the boss. I ain't having what? I didn't know that part. All right. The 1 second song challenge. Song at number two. Good luck. I'll give it you.
Again. I'll give it you. I know the artist.
That's so hard.
1 second song challenge. I'll give you one more hit. I'll give it
you. No idea.
There it is. Time is up in 3, 2, and one. Rossi, please open.
Nobody. Nothing. I got nothing.
Okay.
Rossi, zero.
Hotter than hell, Rita Ora.
Hotter than hell, Rita Ora.
Dua Lipa, we're good.
If you just put your song name with your artist, you would have got it.
Oh.
It was Dua Lipa, Hotter Than Hell, not Rita Ora.
Oh.
0 points for all.
Oh, my God. Are
you sure that's Hotter Than Hell?
Yeah, hotter than hell. I'll give it you the pleasure
forever. And I'll give it to you. Hotter than hell. Nope, okay. I'm not sure, Rossi.
Fair enough.
Next!
Song number three. It's the 1 second song challenge. Good luck.
Oh, yes. Okay, got that one.
Do it again.
I know this song, but what is this song? I can't remember.
Oh,
I know.
Five seconds to answer.
Hold on.
Dance.
Again, one more time.
Rossi, stop putting them off by singing other lyrics, please. And time's up, please. Hold up. No. What have you got?
I put Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
It's Ed Sheeran, but I can't remember
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran sing.
Oh.
Rossi is correct.
He's in the lead.
I go to my assistant here, Eddie. Score update, please.
Ross is on 2, Pretty 1, Nala 1.
All right, this is the final one.
That's it?
Final one, and this is worth 32,000 points.
Wow.
32,000 points.
Go.
Good luck. The 1 second song challenge, winner takes all.
Oh, come on.
Huh? And I'm not playing it again.
Okay, no.
What's the name of the song?
Come on, play it again.
Just play it again.
All right.
You got 10 seconds.
I have no
idea.
5 seconds.
I'm just going to put no. I don't know why.
Okay.
All right, time is up.
Wait, hold on.
What have you got there?
Okay, I know it's Maroon 5. And they're doing it anymore.
Incorrect.
Moves Like Jagger.
Moves Like Jagger, no.
I've got Maroon 5, Makes Me Wonder.
Oh, I think you're right.
Ladies and gentlemen, with 32,000 points, Rossi has won the 1 second challenge.
Take it and go.
I don't remember the song at all.
It's the show within a game show.
No, the game show
within a show. We're going to be back after our short messages from our sponsors. But hold on.
Disqualified.
Why?
Rossi can see the songs when you put it in your hot bar.
Rossi's
he can
cheating?
See the songs.
I did not look at the songs.
He can't see the songs.
Rossi's cheated. Rossi's cheated.
He can't see the songs.
I can't believe Rossi, you cheater.
I did not cheat.
Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That's your Sunday show. That's us. Virgin doesn't stop, though. Virgin Radio continues.
Exactly.
All day, every day. biggest thing you got to, like, I guess, listen out for? We're doing our back-to-school competition.
Yeah.
All right, we're giving you a chance of winning 50,000 dirhams towards your school fees. This is a game changer. And we all, a lot of, if you've got kids, you pay school fees. And let me tell you, if you don't have kids, pretty, when this moment comes, paying school fees, it hurts.
It's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's like when you have to pay the rent. It's like this massive.
Yeah, and the older they get, the more there is. It's like it keeps going up in price.
It never.
And they're sneaky. They get in there, like, you know, every year, little maybe
increase.
Yeah, little 800 dirhams here, little 1,000 dirhams here. Next time, you know, you're like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying this when they first enrolled.
Is there no like 2-for-1 deal on when you have like more than one kid?
Sometimes they do that. They give you a little bit of a discount on the second kid, right? Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.